Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the north. I can see Pickle Lake, Ontario. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, we're going to have some fun. Donna Custance is with us. Donna is the co-founder and chief marketing officer, a new Canadian venture, Fixed Wireless Repair, F-I-X-T.ca. Donna, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much, Robert.
So on the Fixed Wireless Repair site, it says, no matter how it broke. We're going to get into that and all the challenges behind this new venture. But first, let's step back. Tell us about yourself and how you became a co-founder and the chief marketing officer of Fixed.
Well, Robert, I've been working in marketing and brand strategy in various roles for more than 20 years, and I spent about half my career working specifically in wireless. I've worked for the carriers, I've worked for various retailers, and throughout my career worked closely with the device manufacturers. As well, I have two business partners, Lyndon Jones and Gary Wood, who have also spent the bulk of their careers in wireless in leadership roles. So we all know the industry very, very well. When we started talking about this opportunity, it was because we had all spent so many years selling phones and rate plans to people. And so often, customers would come into our stores or call and ask if there was anything we could do to help them with broken devices. And basically, the answer was always, I'm sorry, no, there's nothing we can do. Until very recently, if you did want to fix a phone, it was very expensive to do and often took weeks. Cell phones and tablets are very expensive, and people should have the option to repair them. So we saw an opportunity to start this business to help Canadians and at the same time drive some revenue. So Fixed was born.
So let's step back a bit. Right now, till Fixed was born, if I broke my phone or a screen or something, I would say to somebody, where do you get your phone fixed? And everybody knows a guy. There's always a guy, some guy in a dirty store with dirty workbenches. Fixed
Absolutely.
Is completely different. Why don't you tell us what Fixed is and describe briefly the Fixed experience?
There are many places you can go and get your phone fixed. Although, interestingly, most Canadians aren't aware that they can actually fix their phone. You'd be shocked at how many times we hear people say things like, oh, I can't, I'm with Rogers. Or, oh, I can't, it's a Samsung. And they believe that their phone is tied to the carrier and it's not something that is actually fixable. So that's the first problem. The second problem is anyone who has gone and got their phone fixed is aware they go to that guy and it's not a great experience. In fact, the word we hear most often to describe those places is sort of sketchy, questionable service, and people just don't feel comfortable giving those guys their passwords. So when we set out to build Fixed, we decided to give people a better option and a better experience, somewhere that they could be comfortable and a service that they could trust. So essentially, Fixed is, from our perspective, absolutely the best place to go to get your phones, tablets, and laptops repaired.
Donna, I know you believe fervently in the Fixed opportunity, but why so passionately behind this venture?
Honestly, it's very simple. At the end of the day, there's over 40 million devices in this country if you combine cell phones and tablets. And at any given time, it's estimated that about 25% of them are either broken in need of repair or replacement. There's basically no options to get them fixed other than those sort of sketchy places. Imagine if every time your car broke, you needed to buy a new one because there was no garages or service stations. And it's similar with cell phones. So we're thrilled that we're building a business that can actually help people and believe that filling this unmet need in the market will lead to a successful venture.
And if we look at the big picture, before we get into the specifics of the challenges of building this, how many stores are we hoping to have in Ontario, across the country over the next number of years? Can you reveal any of this?
Currently, we have 6 locations in operation, and we're in the process of building 2 more and have a number of additional leases in negotiation. Our goal is to get to at least 20 locations by the end of 2017, and our core focus for the first 18 months is to penetrate the GTA and then expand throughout the Golden Horseshoe. But we do have a plan to get to upwards of 80 stores across the country within the next 5 years. We really believe that any market can sustain a number of these locations because essentially almost 100% of the Canadian population has some sort of device that could need to be fixed between cell phones, tablets, or laptops.
And everybody that I know has taken a phone in somewhere to that guy to be fixed. But now let's really get into it. I know there's many, many challenges when you launch a new business. And you've got a business that's already in an established space, but you don't have any serious competitors at this point to your offering. What are the three top challenges that you and your team face when you start to build out the brand and the retail locations?
Building fixed was especially difficult because we're basically creating a new category. So there's no industry data to rely on, can't look at other people who've done this and learn from their experience. We're basically creating something brand new. So we didn't have a point of reference, which was a real challenge as we started to build this out. You know, we all relied on our knowledge of the wireless industry. And although there's crossover and similarities, it's a very different market because this is a service play. Starting something new is difficult to begin with, but in a new category makes it especially hard. Now, the other big challenge we've had is the perception of the current players and the current marketplace. As you mentioned, you know, everybody's been to that guy. So educating people that, one, their phones could be fixed and this was worth looking into, and two, there was somewhere they could go and feel comfortable has been a real challenge for us. We're trying to overcome the current industry perception.
And how are you doing that?
I think as awareness grows and as more and more people see our stores and start to experience the service that we're giving them, word's getting out quickly. Word of mouth is important. We're getting great reviews, great referrals, and it's definitely starting to change.
Well, I have to tell you, anybody listening to our show now, take a look at Fixed, F-I-X-T.ca. It is friendly. They've got humor. It's an engaging site. And I've been in the stores before we did this interview, and the stores are the same. And I feel compelled to spend time in the stores. They're so engaging. Your people are terrific. So well done on that. That takes me really to a key question, and that's the emotional connection between individuals and their cell phones. It's a huge connection. How do you at Fixed play into that unique connection to grow the business?
It's pretty remarkable how reliant we all are on our devices today. That's because they're not just our phones anymore or our tablets. They're everything to us, right? They're our wallets, our cameras, our alarm clocks, our calendars. They hold very, very valuable and personal information about all of our lives. We just can't live without them. I don't know about you, but if I leave home in the morning and I've forgotten my wallet, I just keep going. But if I leave without my phone, I definitely go back. You may have heard the word nomophobia, no mobile phone phobia. And it actually describes a recognized psychological condition that explains the anxiety people feel when they are without their devices. So we have a true appreciation for our collective dependence on our devices and have built a business. Our entire value proposition has been built to help people feel better when they're feeling nomophobic and anxious without their phone. So I think we're incredibly empathetic to our customer situations, which is why we offer fast, safe, and really high-quality repairs. In fact, most of our repairs can be completed within an hour because we know people can't stand being without their phone for even a couple of hours.
Oh, it's a scary prospect.
You know, everything that you do and need every day is in that device. All your contacts, all your emails, it's how your children get a hold of you. It's the photos of your loved ones. So we just can't live without them.
The way that you take advantage of the emotional connection is, to my mind, it's how you engage. Just first step in. I felt comfortable coming in. I would have been happy leaving the phone. Is there something else to build the trust that you have to aim at?
The most important thing for us is that we have highly trained technicians who can solve almost any problem. And we offer a lifetime warranty on our work so that people get their devices back fast. But most importantly, we are very focused on keeping our customers' personal data safe and secure. You think about it, if you give your password to somebody, which you need to do to get your phone fixed, they've got access to your entire life. They can read your email. They can look at your photos. They can look at your calendar, know when you're going to be in and out, know where your children are. So at Fixed, all of our employees are bonded, and we do everything we can to make sure that that personal data never falls into the wrong hands, and it gives our customers incredible peace of mind.
And I know that that peace of mind is key to the engagement and the buy and the repair. Now let's now look beyond Ontario, becoming a national brand. What are the three challenges that you see going outside of Ontario and expanding adequately, properly, and profitably?
Once we get outside of Ontario, things will be more difficult. You know, remotely managing any business is always more difficult than being able to touch and feel it every day. I think the key for us is building a trusted team because we do plan to expand nationally. So it's about finding the right people to put in place so that we can replicate the customer experience across the country. You know, delivering a consistent brand experience is paramount for us. It's absolutely essential to be able to grow this brand and make sure the customers are feeling that empathy and living our values every day. The other thing I think that's going to be a real challenge for us getting outside of Ontario is finding the right location. We spend a tremendous amount of time picking the right store locations and making sure that they meet all of our criteria to ensure they're going to be successful. And once we get outside of Ontario, that's going to be more difficult because we just don't have the same depth of knowledge of those geographies that we do here in the GTA or in Southern Ontario.
So will you be dependent upon a lease broker in, say, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver?
We do work with brokers, so the important thing is finding people that understand our business, understand the brand, understand what we're trying to achieve, and can help us replicate the successes we've had in Ontario when we get into other markets.
Now, I imagine that many of our listeners that are hearing what you have to say, they understand you're going to be expanding across the country. If we haven't disclosed this before, every one of your stores is corporate owned. This is not a franchise operation. I imagine some of our listeners are thinking, boy, this would be a lot easier to finance and to build out if you franchise. Why not franchise?
You know, Robert, there are pros and cons to both approaches, corporate only stores and franchises. But for our team, we felt strongly that corporate was the right approach. And there's a number of reasons for that. And we definitely debated it back and forth for a long time before we made the final decision. And in fact, there are some other competitors coming to market, and they're primarily all franchise models. But for us, the main driver for our decision is about building our brand experience and building a culture for our employees. That's a lot easier to do when you're controlling everything corporately than if you have sort of independent business owners trying to bring that brand alive for you. So to ensure that we were building a strong brand, we wanted to keep everything corporate. In addition, franchising builds an extra layer of complexity and cost into any model and can be particularly expensive in a startup phase. For us, corporate stores made more sense. The other thing is we're always thinking about the possibility of exiting. In most cases, franchise businesses can be a little bit more difficult to sell. So we've elected to maintain our strategy and grow under a model of strictly corporate locations.
Finally, from the lessons learned that we can really share here, we have a lot of listeners in our audience that are considering launching a new venture. Some of them may be to serve an obvious need. Do you have three tips you could share with our listeners that are thinking of entering a market not well served with something that they know fits them? Market.
The most important thing is to stay positive. People are afraid of the unknown and people are afraid of new things. As you're talking about bringing something new to the marketplace, you'll encounter naysayers. So just staying positive and believing in what you're doing and keeping going, probably the most salient advice I can offer somebody. The other thing that's been very helpful for us is to find somebody who's done this before and pick their brain. I'm always amazed at how open to providing help and feedback entrepreneurs are. There's always people out there that, even if they haven't done this specifically in your category, have been through this challenge before, and they're always willing to help. We've talked to people from other countries. We've talked to other entrepreneurs, and that's been incredibly helpful. So if you can find resources and pick their brain, that's a great thing to do. And I'd say the last bit of advice is don't ever give up and surround yourself with great people that believe in what you're doing. My partners and I help each other every day through the ups and downs. You know, the most important thing is to stay strong and never give up.
Okay, Donna, I understand Fixt, F-I-X-T.ca, no matter how it broke, is what it says on the website. I want you to talk to us for a minute, though. Does Fixt work with consumers and corporate customers? I want to get a little better understanding about that before we say goodbye.
Absolutely. Across all of our stores, we have customers coming in with their personal devices every day, and we're helping them with things like broken screens, broken cameras, software updates, or simply data backup and data transfer services, whatever it is they need. In addition, we have a corporate sales team that helps businesses by providing industry-leading solutions for corporate accounts, so getting people's devices fixed quickly so that they can have them repaired instead of replaced. 7 days a week, you can drop off a device at our store, you can mail it in to us, or we can arrange pickup and delivery. So no matter how you broke it, we can get it fixed for you.
So tell me, why is it important to address corporate customers?
For the most part, businesses spend an absolute fortune maintaining their hardware. If you think about it, a device costs upwards of $800, $900, sometimes over $1,000 for a new phone. And when they break, typically in businesses, they just replace them. Businesses should understand that they have an option and an alternative. So rather than spending $800 on a new phone, they could spend $100 and get it fixed quickly so that person has their device and they're back up and running as quickly as possible. This is a way to save a tremendous amount of time and hassle and money for businesses.
Sounds like a fantastic idea. Donna, one final thought I want from you, and is that a final tip you would share with our listeners looking to launch a new venture nationally? What's the number one thing that comes to your mind?
Number one thing that comes to my mind is surround yourself with great people. Find partners that you can work with that are going to help you and you're going to support one another. And no matter what, just don't give up.
And I add to that my favorite advertising campaign, 2 P's and an F, passion, perseverance, and focus. They clearly have it at Fixt, Fixt.com. fixt.ca, F-I-X-T.ca. Donna Custance, co-founder and chief marketing officer, Fix Wireless Repair, Inc. Donna, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert.
Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Benegold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. If you want to know how we stay positive, check us out at Benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at ProfitGuide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Pickle Lake, Ontario.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold, LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at BennettGold.ca.